Well, I think it's different for each person who sort of identifies as being two-spirit. I've sort of heard many different versions. The most common version is sort of like a third gender or a cross between male and female genders for Native Americans. I sort of view it more as just anybody who traditionally falls on the LGBTQ spectrum who's Native American. And then I've heard people specifically say that it's more like trans, traditional what trans would be called for Native Americans. But for me personally, I more identify as just anybody who's on the spectrum. Could be even more gender fluid spectrum for Native Americans.
Was there a person or a group that you had to come out to, a friend, a relative, maybe your entire family?
Mostly it was friends. Friends, extended family, and then I didn't come out to my immediate family till I was actually 26. My family is more on the conservative side. I didn't want to cross that boundary until I knew that I was completely independent in case there was sort of some negative reactions. So I waited until I was completely financially independent. And I mean, I have my house, I have my career, I have a solid group of friends and extended family. So if there was ever sort of something that didn't work out, I didn't have to have an as bad of a negative reaction, I'd say.
So you packed your parachute, so to speak.
Yeah.
So when you did come out at the age of 26 to your immediate family, what was the response?
It was mixed at first. I think there was a lot of confusion on my immediate family's side. There was a period of time where we didn't actually speak or see each other for several months. And I'm 34 now, so things have improved. They've improved to where we can have communication and talk, and I can still like go visit my family and attend family events. But usually I just go there or visit my family or talk to my family if there's a purpose. So I usually only go there for holidays and birthdays, and even though they only live like a mile away from me, I still hardly see my parents. But
is that difficult at all?
It can be at times, but I think I've sort of created a separation in my mind, like when I first came out, knowing that there could be a separation at some point. So I sort of just distanced myself from my family even before I came out. So it's not really any different after I came out.
One of the things that Lisa Norton had told me that was very different for the annual powwow this summer was a sign affirming that people could choose the competition category of their choice. It's traditionally male or female. And she said that the response to that sign was positive. I was curious to know, as someone who was probably here or probably there at the time when the sign was put up, if that was your impression too.
Yeah, I actually had the sign made. The change team within the tribe proposed that sign, and so we had it made. And I didn't hear any negative comments about it. The powwow committee, which is the group that organizes the powwow, was completely open to the idea. And the people that are, the staff that are on the change team usually receive requests from different tribal members, different ideas on how to make things more affirming and open. So that was actually one of the things that was brought to our attention, was that somebody wanted to dance in a different category, but they didn't know how to approach anybody within the tribe. So we are usually like the first people that two-spirit individual will come to if they need assistance in accessing something. So that's one of the things that we did this year, was try to accommodate that change and that request.
You've mentioned the change team a few times. I'm just curious if you could summarize what the change team is for me and our listeners, Curtis.
Yeah, the change team is a group of volunteer staff and a few community members who either identify as being Two-Spirit or want to be allies. And it was initially a grant funded by Western State Center. It's a social justice organization located in Portland. And we've participated in a couple different cohorts with them throughout the years. So we've been going about 10 or 11 years now. They provide us with a small amount of funding to promote change within the tribe, to make services more accessible, to help with policy development. One of the major things we did was we did the marriage ordinance, which includes same-sex marriage, and a dissolution ordinance within the tribe that was helped. The funding that we received from Western State Center allowed us to do that.
So would you say that the Tsleil-Waututh tribe is maybe one of the more progressive tribes in the United States?
I would say on many issues, the Tsleil-Waututh tribe is pretty progressive.
As far as some of the other responses maybe from the community, as the Two-Spirit community, natives, tribal members who identify as LGBTQ or just simply Two-Spirit, because there's a lot of definitions apparently, do you feel that the community has been overall positive and accepting, or are there still rough spots?
There is still some rough spots, but it's improved a lot. And we've sort of taken different approaches to how we tackle different issues. When we first started the change team, we started out very slow, sort of educating the community on who we are, what we do. We had different coming out stories published in our paper. It's still a little bit difficult to for the elders. So whenever we try to propose something or do a different activity, there is usually a little bit of pushback. There was quite a bit of pushback when we proposed the marriage ordinance. But the youth have been completely accepting. We have trans youth who come to us asking for assistance when they attend a different events, how we can make different activities that we do more accepting. So for the youth, it's been very positive. It's still a little bit harder with the elders, but they're coming around.
For someone who is trying to find and establish their sense of identity, who may be Two-Spirit, but doesn't know where to begin and how to kind of create that exploration of their identity, do you have any advice for them, Curtis, ways that they could find support or ways that they can determine their identity?
I would say just reach out. There's different organizations, whether it's your local PFLAG organization through the schools. You can always contact the tribe for different resources that are within things that we can offer. We have our own youth Two-Spirit talking circles in the valley. They usually take place in Salem once a month. The Chemawa Indian School always brings a group over. We bring youth from the Eugene area up to Salem to attend those talking circles. We're trying to be more prominent in the community by advertising different events that are open and inclusive. So I'd just say reach out. A lot of our staff have been trained to be safe spaces. So if somebody needs to access services, whether it's behavioral health, our program self-sufficiency, we usually have resources and somebody available that anybody can talk to.
Okay. And lastly, it sounds like the affirming powwow sign this summer was a success. So is it safe to say that this will probably be a permanent part of all the annual powwows from this point on?
I definitely hope so. It's not something that I can guarantee, but I think with the evidence that we can present to the powwow committee and the tribal council, it's definitely something that should, and I think that would be supported in the future.